Hello and welcome to Dark Angels and Pretty Freaks podcast, episode 110. I'm Neil.
I'm Annalise. Did you pause at the 110 because you...
I forgot.
Forgot.
Yeah. I had just asked you right before we hit record and I still forgot. So I had a look at my notes. I think my notes is a total of... count here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 18 20 words.
20 words total, including your favorite five.
And including the 110. Although I counted 110 as one word. I could have counted it as two.
I suppose you could have.
How are you doing there, sexy loonish?
I'm good. How are you?
Tired.
I wasn't going to say it. You seem a little tired, but I didn't want to, you know. You know what I mean.
Just go with the, you look tired. You look like crap.
I didn't say anything like that. So stop inferring that. What's going on over there?
My ear itches.
You got new earrings.
A while ago now.
I know, but we still
get used to them. I'm bedazzled. My head's bedazzled.
Ching, 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 ching.
Bedazzled my lobes. You ever bedazzle a lobe?
I haven't.
Vajazzle?
Nope.
Can you vajazzle a lobe or can you only vajazzle your vajizzle?
Well, isn't that the whole point of it?
I could vajizzle everything.
You could, actually.
Should try and vajizzle my own lobes.
There's some skill involved. Maybe some practice.
Some yoga. Be involved.
Tantric yoga.
Yoga leads to vajizzling.
There you go.
I'm going to have fun with this vajizzle.
I'm sure you will.
I'm getting poked.
Something going on with your mic?
Getting poked in the chest by a mic cord.
That's unusual. Are you sitting closer than normal?
It's like the whole thing flipped around on me.
Huh.
The cord's supposed to be on the other side.
But.
Like yours.
Huh.
Oh.
Did you change the setup?
No.
Were you messing with it?
You were the last one to use it.
Yeah, but I didn't touch it. I just...
When you were recording...
It was. I recorded.
With your Canadian boyfriend.
No. Stop.
That would be Nickel.
I think he's your boyfriend. He never talks to me, so he's your boyfriend.
Well...
Call a spade a spade.
I don't know.
Pretty much. You guys talk...
We have an open relationship.
Okay. Let me ask you this. Yeah. Do you guys talk every day?
No.
Are you sure?
Positive.
Okay.
Yeah, we
is that only because he doesn't get the internets at the murder cabin?
No, I think he's fairly busy with work, and I'm a little busy with work, so I can't just go willy nilly talking to people all day long.
Boyfriends in Canada. Yeah.
I like to think of Dave as a boyfriend too. Since we alluded to it, why don't you? Are you allowed to say it?
Yes,
or no?
I actually even got the deets. Got the deets. So.
Okay.
Are these my slippers?
I don't know.
Those are your slippers.
Did you need slippers?
My feet are a little chilly, but I brought some socks.
You can use
I brought some socks just in case.
Wow. You have socks tucked behind the monitor.
I tucked them behind the monitor so they wouldn't be on the table in the video.
But then you showed them to me and the video.
Oh. I always kind of forget sometimes about the video.
So. Me too, considering we do nothing. It was such a production once, and now it's like, there's a video.
Yeah, and I don't even check my hair.
Go to YouTube. YouTube.com/DAPF pod.
Check out my undone hair.
Yeah. Sometimes we do this in our undies. I'm in a Giants t-shirt.
Specialized for you, the Freak?
No, it's actually the name of the pitcher's nickname was the Freak. I had it first.
All right.
And then I'm wearing my Batman lounge pants.
Yeah, loungy pants.
Oh, I didn't even check my hair.
What?
Looks all right. I look good.
Okay.
Feel a little better now. Woke
this
up.
Looks, this
saw
looks
myself
good.
And I'm
have
like,
you seen me? Yeah, you have. What?
Let's vajizzle that.
God.
Oh, God. I made that strong.
Oh, did you really? Do you need some more soda up in
so
there?
So go on with your deets.
So I recorded a couple nights ago with Diamond Dave of the Diamond Dave Show and Chronicles Unwritten and Diamond Minds. Recorded with him and Malls from A Couple Things podcast, and it is going to be released next Thursday. It's going to be episode 7 of the Diamond Dave Show, and it was awesome. It was a great time. Loved it.
Yeah. And so, anybody who listened to our show when Ben and Malls was on know that Malls is awesome, so go listen to that as well as you, but I was just adding.
Thank you.
Like, well, yeah. Malls is awesome. You?
Not so much.
I kind of kind of hear you a lot, so I'm kind of
iffy on you. Well, Dave's also awesome.
Podcasting is not working out for us, I'll tell you right now.
Because it involves a lot of talking.
And Dave's my other Canadian boyfriend.
Right.
Who I graciously said was your Canadian boyfriend, and then you dissed him. You obviously don't have his shirt. I'm like, oh, your Canadian boyfriend. You're like, no.
Shirt.
No. No, not Dave. No. Wow, that was loud.
I'm sorry.
That was a good drink.
Glug, 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 glug. Sorry about that, folks at home. Folks at home. Wow.
We're in the car.
Yeah, I don't know.
We're on a mower. That.
Does somebody listen on a mower?
I do.
Oh.
Not us. I don't listen to us. Oh. It's hard to do the clamor thing because I have to listen to find the spots where you tell me, and then I hear my voice, and I'm like, God damn it.
I gave you a bunch of numbers. Someone to make help him shut up.
I put a few clamors.
Did you?
You have to give me more numbers of you talking. I don't need to put clamors of me talking.
Well, I'm not as funny.
You are way more funny.
More not funny.
Yes.
And
more not funny.
Can you put them on Twitter so I can see them too? Because I don't know how to do the clamor on the clamor.
Oh, we'll get you on the clamor app.
Okay. I need to get on the top of the clamor.
Yeah.
Clam me up.
You got to vajizzle the clamor.
Easy. Yeah.
Freeze will be happy.
I've only
about
had
that.
Like a half a beverage. We're gonna need a couple more of those.
You missed my joke.
What'd you say?
I said Freeze will be happy with that.
Yeah, Freeze, Freezy, Freeze for no, what? No, God damn it!
You know his name now.
I do.
Do you? Are you? Do you have
Parviz Parvizi?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
So
it's not as funny as Freeze.
I'm gonna vajizzle his clamor app.
He's not gonna want that. He doesn't want that after you've done that.
He might. Let's not. We're not here to judge. We're just here to love.
Drink.
Speaking of love, Prince died.
I know.
Which kind of blows goats.
It does.
I'm sorry. Go on.
I was just going to say that I know how old he is because.
Was.
Sorry. But like in my, I don't want to say detachment because it's not that. In my rose colored glasses of a mind, he's not that old.
Well,
he's
he doesn't look good now. He looked amazing. So
yeah, in my mind, and when I think of him, I think of him as like 30. Like he'll always be 30 years old to me. Like, is that weird?
Yeah.
Is it? you know how you remember like people like that or bands that you grew up admiring and like. I remember them in my mind's eye. He's at his heyday. You can be right.
In your mind's eye, what age do you see yourself when you're like thinking of yourself?
27.
Okay. Very specific.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I'm reminded when I try to go to the gym and work out that I'm not 27 anymore. Yes. And I'm like, oh my God. Is this over yet?
Yeah.
Why am I so tired?
But
anyway, back to Prince. I'm sorry.
Finish up on Prince. Yeah. It's as I have said before, my feeling is I don't think one person's life or death is more important than anybody else's. Because again, you talk to a young child who just lost his mother or a mother who just lost her young child, much more devastating to them than Prince dying.
Right.
So it's all, you know, relative to the people's life. Yeah. However, for me, Prince was a huge musical influence and I very much enjoyed it. And it just, as when anybody, well, I won't say anybody, when most people pass on, it's always kind of a bummer. And it was a little bit of a bummer. Sometimes there's a little positive because it was so unexpected that it wasn't like he, you know, I mean, it sucks for his family and for him personally because he's gone.
Right.
But it's kind of like he, you know, it adds to the mystique of Prince. It's like he was here, played a show, plane landed, dead.
I also didn't realize... I remember that he was married for a brief time, but I don't remember
a couple times.
That he had a baby that died.
Yeah.
I forgot about that until all of this stuff came back out. And I was like, oh, wow. I forgot about that. And because like his ex-wife came out and said, you know, like he's with our son and I wish, you know.
Yeah. Well, but
anyway.
Just kind of sucks the Prince side.
Right. And on a side note to all of that, a friend of mine on Facebook posted an article.